929-8467. The best traditional Greek food in northern Colorado.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The weekend has come and gone. Hope everyone had a wonderful Memorial weekend. You know, the weekend comes, we don't see what's happening in the news. We don't have the time. I'm going to take you back to Friday. So, on Friday, out of the Kremlin, more and more countries in the world want and will pursue independent policy. What does this mean? The United States pushing for a unipolar world, Russia, and the anti-globalists pushing for a multipolar world. The globalists must have a unipolar world. This is what globalism is. A group of nations led by the United States of America controlling the world. A multipolar world is a world where a group of nations, forget about NATO or forget about UN. It's a group of nations who will help societies internationally, you might say, prosper into the future without being controlled by America's policies. So he said more and more of the world, they will want and pursue independent policy. Will that happen? Presently, for a while. Eventually, the unipolar world system, even that will end. It will be a American world hegemony. America will not allow anyone to participate in the rule over the world that will not go along with empire's objectives. He goes on to say, Putin said, no world policeman can halt the natural global process. No one is that strong. They will face challenges inside their nations. I hope they realize that this policy has absolutely no prospects. Well, the America, empire, world hegemony, the Western nations, definitely. The third world nations, most likely. The Asian nations, probably not. Because the Asian nations, there are different prophecies in the Bible about them. They're actually going to come to war in the Middle East at Megiddo against the forces of Antichrist, about less than a decade away. Also, out of last Friday, Sergei Lavrov, he revealed that their goal in Ukraine is the West has declared total war against Russia, against the entire Russian world. Nobody even hides the fact anymore. The cancel culture targeting everything connected to Russia has become absurd. And out of then Dmitry Medvedev, he stated, the Europeans have felt all the sweet consequences of anti-Russian sanctions. Inflation, hyperinflation, rising fuel prices for fuel, housing, utilities, food, everyday goods, job cuts. So Medvedev called it sweet consequences of anti-Russian sanctions. Are we in America? Are you experiencing the sweet consequences of the war in Ukraine? It's not Russia invading to take over Ukraine as Russian territory. It is Russia going in to destroy the American-funded Nazi movement in Ukraine. That is what this is about. Then I talked about the petrodollar. I'm going to talk more about that. There is a war taking place to destroy the petrodollar. And what is destroying the petrodollar control internationally? It is a new dollar. It is called petroruble. The petroruble dollars have caused a great breach, crack, opening of the hole of America's globalist power that America has held up until about maybe 10 years ago, and then it began to feel the stress of the nations not wanting to continue in the petrodollar system. The petroruble. Russian oil exports hit another record high on Thursday of last week. Then out of the Dutch Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, he states, we have to accept in the West that we are going to be a bit poorer. Isn't that something? A bit poorer. Sweet consequences of anti-Russian sanctions. All of Europe is enjoying the sweet sanctions, the consequences. Now, last week also, it was found, we found out here in this country, but you're not hearing it because it's not being reported in America. But internationally, it came out that German news stated that it's cutting all footage of surrendering Ukrainian Nazi fighters. They don't want people to realize Nazi fighters in Ukraine are surrendering. We'll be back.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Did the fire marshal take one look down your driveway and say,
my guys aren't going down there?
Or are there parts of it that just need a little more sun? Then call Affordable Tree at 970-568-6898. We can climb, cut, or trim your problems away. Specializing in defensive space, upper and lower fire mitigation, forest health, plus we can save freshly hit beetle trees. So call us at 568-6898. That's 568-6898.
Is your fireplace not running right? Do you need maintenance or a fresh new look? I'm Keith, owner and service technician.
And I'm Amy, scheduler for Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical, servicing Northern Colorado.
We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-in, pellet stoves, and fire pits.
Call Abundant Flame Fireplace and Mechanical at 970-966-0217. Again, 970-966-0217. Or visit us on the web at abundant-flame.com.
Russia is winning the war against the Ukrainian Nazi element, and German news has been forbidden, verboten, to address it, to print it. Any footage that shows and reveals Ukrainian Nazi fighters surrendering is taken off. It is scrubbed from their news agencies. Now, why is this such a big problem, or why is this so important? With a vehicle, you have the electrical system. It's important. The transmission, the drive system, it's important. The motor, you have everything in a vehicle, all these systems, they're vital. Well, in the war that's taking place in the world today, everything, all the pieces of the puzzle have to be addressed. And one of the signs of the end of the world will be anti-Semitism. Anti-Semitism driven by the philosophy of the Nazi religion. Nazism is nothing less than a religion. It is no different than, you might say, the religion of Rome, or the religion of the Orthodox churches, or even Anton LaVey, who wrote the Satanic Bible back in 1966. It was a religion. It was an occult religion. The Nazi Party in Germany, it was more than just a military or an intelligence gathering agency or a system of control. It was a religion. So here in the United States, last Friday, the Department of Homeland Security issued a warning that American white supremacists, white supremacists in this country are traveling to Ukraine to fight, and also so they can gain control, or so that they can gain combat experience from the Ukrainian Nazis. And I have talked in the past about how in the CIA and in America's military, they have been training those coming into these agencies. They've been training them on Nazi techniques that came out of Nazi Germany in the CIA, FBI, intelligence agencies in this country. Why? Because the techniques that were followed with Nazi Germany were proven. They were effective. Well, they're using these techniques, and you may not believe it, but if you look at mainstream media, where did this technique come from with the mainstream media? And how they are all tied in together. It's like 10 circuits in your home tied in together and one power source. But at any time you plug in any electrical piece of equipment, it works. It's the same principle with the fake news media. They're all tied into the same power line, CIA. You may not believe it, but it's the CIA that overthrows countries. They have perfected it, and why wouldn't they use the CIA to overthrow the United States of America using all of the techniques that were used in Germany, in Russia, in China? You just take all the best of these societies and these countries of the world and you put it in place right here in the good old U.S. of A. Here in empire. Well, another thing happened. Then at the World Economic Forum, Henry Kissinger, he addressed the people there, as well as George Soros, and you didn't see it. But Henry Kissinger, they both gave competing visions at the World Economic Forum. Kissinger strongly advised that the West make peace with Russia for long-term benefits. And he said that the Ukraine must cede its Russian-controlled territories, give everything back, end the war. George Soros, he demanded that Russia be completely destroyed. If not, Western civilization will end. Then the Wall Street Journal, they came out with their own opinion. They said in an article that Winston Churchill was a man who demonstrated both Sorosian and Kissingerian characteristics through his long career. And Winston Churchill was a devil worshiper. He was involved in a secret society in the occult. He was given directions by Pilgrim Society on what to do in World War II. Winston Churchill, a great man, but nevertheless, he had bowed the knee to the devil, and he knew the plan of the Pilgrim Society. There was going to be a shift in world power. England's power that England had held for centuries was over. It began in World War I. And Churchill knew this, but he couldn't go against the plan. The plan, use Adolf Hitler to shake everything up, and out of the chaos would come a new order. And it did. Out of the chaos of World War II came the strengthening of empire, of America. It's in the Bible. We can't stop it. They can't stop it. England, France, Germany, all the European nations, every nation in this world working together with Russia, with China, every nation in this world will not stop America from being the hegemonic ruler of this earth. We already are, but it's going to be more evident in the days to come. We cannot stop what the Bible says is going to happen. America is in the Bible. Revelation chapter 18. Revelation 18 gives you the characteristic, the culture of Babylon the Great Empire, America. Chapter 17 shows you the power, the global power that Empire America has internationally. So chapter 17 shows America's power. Chapter 18 shows the culture of America. Now, Kissinger, why is Kissinger hell-bent on stopping this war in Ukraine? I'll tell you why. Because Henry Kissinger is the man who put together the petrodollar system. InvestmentWatchBlog.com. The petrodollar system was set up by Kissinger in circa 1975 to drive up the demand for U.S. dollars. It was Henry Kissinger that put the petrol system in place. And what's happening with the petrol system in America? It's being destroyed by the Russian petrol ruble. The petrol ruble. And who is pushing the petrol ruble to still wanting to destroy Russia? George Soros. George Soros is trying to destroy the petrodollar control system of the world. George Soros is bringing in a new system to the world. And who is George Soros using to bring that new system in? Someone hidden deep, deep in the basement. Barack Obama. Barack Obama, during his administration, the objective was to destroy the United States of America. One big push was to turn, to give China our technology, to use the Islam and many people that were Muslims to destroy the harmony to some degree that existed in the Middle East. George Soros is pushing Barack Obama's objectives. Henry Kissinger, who did Kissinger put the petrodollar system in place for? It was the Rockefeller family. And who presently today is still, in a sense, at the chair of the Rockefeller Foundation? Bill and Hillary Clinton. So you're seeing, according to Matthew chapter 12, Christ, you know, was out one day and he was casting demons out. That's what he did. He was God. And the Pharisees at the time, they said, this person, he casts out demons by Beelzebub, the prince of the demons. And Christ and Jesus knew their thoughts. He said to them, listen to what I'm going to tell you. Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, is destroyed. It becomes powerless. Every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. Is God working in the systems, the political systems, and the control systems in the world today? Well, here you have Henry Kissinger and George Soros, both very, very powerful. Soros is the one who gave his great approval to Barack Obama, put him in place, and has given him more power. Henry Kissinger, I believe, is still protecting the Rockefeller Empire. Without the petrodollar control system in this country, the world is definitely going to go to a multipolar world system. Since the early part of this century, incrementally, the petrodollar has been losing its hold on the nations. But every nation that has decided to go to another currency, like Iraq or like Libya, they have paid the consequences. So we're watching a war taking place right now in America. Joe Biden is being directed by Barack Obama. From the very beginning, he's been directed by Obama. And Obama, who began the initial war in the last 20 years against Ukraine? It was Barack Obama. That war sat, in a sense, had to be put on hold with the election of Donald Trump. And it was put on hold. But once Donald Trump, his presidency was scuttled, he's still the president, but once it was scuttled, once again, Barack Obama, using Joe Soros, now once again, has continued to move forward with his war in Ukraine. For empire to rule the world, Russia is an obstacle. Antichrist cannot bring in his three-part power system with Russia in the world. Russia must be destroyed. I'm presenting things to you that you may not understand. You may not, but you'll think about them. It'll sit. These ideas are going to cook, and you're going to begin to put things together. So we'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, this is A Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Well, I'm your
buddy. Check it and see. Thank you, Pure Blood Mike, for sponsoring Alex Jones, The Present Truth, and Fake News Friday, Hour 2. I'm your buddy. I'm your buddy.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the station at 970-587-5003. Again, 970-587-5003 and ask for the Rev.
In 1964, a 10-cent dime bought you 10 cents worth of stuff. Today, we sell this silver dime for well over $2. This silver dime will buy you the same amount as it did in 1964, and it will buy you the same amount in 2030, 2040, and well beyond. Call 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, your gold and silver experts. 800-951-0592.
Yadira Caraveo is a dangerous Marxist who will always side with Joe Biden over America. I'm Walla County Commissioner Lori Sain, and I'm running for Congress to stop Caraveo and the Marxist-Biden agenda. I served 8 years as the most conservative member of the Colorado House, taking on Polis and Hickenlooper before him. The liberal media, pro-abortion progressives, and weak, woke Republicans tried to defeat me, but I beat them every time. I'm a fearless advocate for freedom and our conservative values. Others may try and sound like me, but I'm the only one with a proven record of fighting for freedom. That's why I got 73% at the Republican Party nominating caucus. I'm Lori Sain, Republican for Congress, and I approve this message and ask for your vote for Congress so I can stop Biden's radical socialist agenda before it's too late. Paid for by Lori for Freedom.
We here at KHNC are looking for new conspiracy theories because all the old ones have become fact. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
You know, the real children of Soros and Kissinger are the policies that they put in place years ago to control the world. And Soros and Kissinger, both of them Jewish, but I believe that for those that may understand what I'm going to say, they're not, they were from the original tribe of Dan, one of Jacob's sons. But eventually, the tribe of Dan, they would gravitate toward witchcraft, the occult, and they would be removed and replaced by one of the children of Joseph called Manasseh. Whether you understand this or not, but one thing about the tribe of Dan, everything they do, they're directed by the occult. They're directed by another world. And Kissinger and Soros both are in that world. have been in that world, will always be in that world, and the same with Soros's son, the same with Schwab, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers. So what you're seeing right now is Henry Kissinger is trying to protect one of his babies. He is doing everything possible on behalf of the Rockefeller children that are still alive, Bill and Hillary, to preserve the power of the petrodollar. Eventually, it will be destroyed. Soros, he will be more successful in what he's doing with Barack Obama. But eventually, that whole world, if they don't unite, just like Christ said, that every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, it is eventually ineffective. Every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself, how shall his kingdom stand? So if these two children of who I think the prince of the power of the air, if they're at odds with each other, then Satan is divided against Satan. And it actually, in the Old Testament, at the end of the world, the occult world will actually go to war with itself. The occult world of the West will go to war with the occult world of China, to the Asian nations. And these two areas will go to war with the occult world of Islam and other religions in the Middle East, in the heart of the Asia, Southern Asia. We're witnessing developments that are not good. We know that, but they're only going to get worse. And I really like what, if I can find what I just read here, I like what Sergey Lavrov stated, that the sweet consequences of anti-Russian sanctions, inflation, hyperinflation, rising prices for fuel, housing, utilities, food, everyday goods, and jobs. I just heard last week that Walmart has overhired, and they're going to be laying off employees, I think, throughout their whole system. Now I'm going to move forward to Saturday. What happened Saturday? President Putin, he signed a decree on Friday stating that certain foreign copyright holders are going to be paid, but they're going to be paid in Russian rubles. Another move that further breaks Russia away from the worthless currency of the U.S. dollar and the euro. And then Finance Minister Anton Siluanov, he stated, the American and European currencies are toxic for Russia. What should we do with them? What do we need them for? What is, and we are selling out our own wealth, that is, we're selling out our own wealth, gas, while getting candy wrappers, toxic candy wrappers. Who needs them? Russia is the only nation, or is the nation that is taking a head-on approach to resisting the global order of the West. And the global order of the West, day by day, they are more furious. Now, out of Kissinger, again, going back to Henry Kissinger, he said, to settle the Ukrainian crisis, public discussion on Ukraine has been about confrontation. Do we know where we're going? In my life, I've seen four wars begin with great enthusiasm and public support all of which we did not knowing how this was going to end. Well, he was involved with Vietnam. He was part of it with these wars with Saddam Hussein. He's like he's been a victim. How's it going to end? Three of which we withdrew unilaterally. The test of policy is how it ends, not how it begins. Far too often the Ukrainian issue is posed as a showdown, whether Ukraine joins the East or West. But if Ukraine is to survive and thrive, it must not be either side's outpost against the other. It should function as a bridge between them. That's not going to happen. It won't be a bridge. And then at the end of the week also, he said, we're facing a situation now where Russia could alienate itself completely from Europe and seek a permanent alliance elsewhere. This is exactly what's happening. It's exactly what has been happening. This may lead to Cold War-like diplomatic distances, which will set us back decades. We should strive for long-term peace. Parties should be brought to peace talks within the next 2 months. This is interesting, he would say, within the next 2 months into July, the end of July. We better pay attention to this. He knows something that we don't know. See, there's not going to be, number one, the forces in Ukraine, the Nazi element and the Ukrainian military, they're getting beat hip and thigh. We are sending mercenaries from all over the world, militaries from all over the world, and still they're getting beat hip and thigh. This needs to end, and Kissinger is stating we need to do something about this in 2 months. Well, America doesn't want egg on her face. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Did you get some mud on your pants?
Did you get a little spaghetti sauce on your shirt?
Did you get shed on by your dog?
I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. Yeah, my mama.
Well, if so, call New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Located in Severance and Fort Collins, you can reach them at 970-775-0623. That's 970-775-0623.
A lot of radio stations boast about having 2, 3, 4, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360 KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360 KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado. 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
All right. And with this matter of Henry Kissinger, it's really a very important matter. What happens is you have a French geopolitical expert. Her name is Rachel Marsden. She said, when Henry Kissinger gives advice on ending the Ukraine in conflict, the West should listen. The ideologues who dominate today's Western foreign policy establishment are largely responsible for escalating tensions with Russia to the point of military conflict in Ukraine. And now, the grandmaster of realpolitik, that is, foreign relations shaped by pragmatism and on-the-ground truth rather than wishful thinking, has just delivered a rhetorical blow to NATO's ambitions over Ukraine. So what is she saying? She's saying that in the European Union, the nations are getting tired of this conflict. They're investing time. Their economies are being destroyed. They're investing finances. It's not getting them anywhere. Russia isn't any closer to being destroyed or controlled today than it was when this began. In fact, Russia has gotten stronger. She's basically speaking, I think, on behalf of the European Union. We need to end this. We need to listen to what Henry has to say. We want to be done with this. Then, let's see, on Sunday, Russia, they have it's called the Constitution of the Constitution of Russian Federation. It's called Article 86. And in this article, there are this Article 86 grants President Putin the sole power to direct the foreign policy of Russia and determine the legal accreditation of diplomats. So what it's saying is that if Russia's getting ready to, let's say, nuke America, what will happen is Russia will pull all of its ambassadors in the embassy out and throughout the country, in the states. Well, when this investigation was opened on the 5th of February, 2021, and what investigation was that? It was an investigation of an article that came out in Time magazine. And the article in Time magazine was stating that there was a secret history of a shadow campaign that saved the 2020 election for the Democrats. This is out of Time.com. And it's an article that goes into exactly what happened. All of the corporations that were voting for Trump that had supported him after he won, they reversed and kept this man from taking office. So Article 86, they investigate the elections in the nations of the world. What happens in Ukraine? Why did the person who won the election in 2014 in Ukraine, why was he ousted by Barack Obama? Things like of this nature. Time magazine published their shocking article, The Secret History of the Shadow Campaign That Saved the 2020 Election. It documented in detail how American leftist billionaires, tech giants, medias secretly conspired to steal the November 2020 election away from Donald Trump, President Donald Trump. I told you before that the nations of the world, anything happening in this country, they, all of their secret agencies are looking, gathering, interpreting what happened. You don't think that these nations were shocked when Donald Trump won the election at midnight and then the next morning it was given to Joe Biden? Do you know what this message sent to the nations? Something is up. We are in trouble. Something's going to happen. We don't know what it is, but America has a plan. We know about America's world hegemony and the plans that were put in place in the 90s by Dick Cheney and these type of people in the Bush administration. When Trump was kept out of office, the nations knew something was up. Something big is coming. On the horizon, just over the horizon, there is something ominous that's going to take place, that's going to affect everybody. And what was that ominous event? Ukraine. The Obama administration that has still been in power, even during the Trump administration, they were still planning an invasion, and they were still planning to use Ukraine to as their tool to provoke Russia to war. So Vladimir Putin and the nations of the world, I don't need to talk about just Vladimir Putin. Let's talk about China. Let's talk about Mexico and all the Five Eyes nations, England, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand, all of the European nations. When Donald Trump was removed and not allowed to take his presidency, his second term, the nations of the world, their secret agencies, they knew what happened in Israel and the Arab nations. This was an ominous sign to these nations. Something is coming. Something that's going to change the world. Yes, already there was the poisoning of the peoples of the world through the pandemic, but something additional was coming, and they didn't know what it was. They were watching what was going on in Ukraine. They could see America's interest in Ukraine. They knew about Joe Biden and his son, his son who had been tormented and tortured when he was a child, and Joe Biden's daughter. They know all of this. And here they knew what Biden was doing in Ukraine with his children and how he was going to profit. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, will be right back.
Kids, when making those cool motorcycle sounds when riding your bikes, don't use your baseball or even your Pokemon cards, because they may be worth money someday. Instead, use that embarrassing baby picture that your mom took of you in that ridiculous outfit. But when she finds out, you didn't hear that from us. Another friendly reminder from 1360 KHNC, the roar of the Rockies. Always wear your helmet.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TahiboTeaClub.com. Tahibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E-B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TahiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TahiboTeaClub.com.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050 extension 116 and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. LifeChoices.org or 303-651-2050 extension 116.
A little song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
life we have some. So all these nations, they watch America. Now, let's go back about half a year, 9 months. What happened after Biden takes office illegally? The United States pulls out of Afghanistan. Do you think the nations of the world thought this? We see it from our perspective as citizens. But the nations, the rulers of the nations, they see something. They see a bigger hand at play. They knew when America pulled out of Afghanistan, empire has shifted direction. Empire is doing something new. Donald Trump is not allowed to take a second term. Something big is coming. The whole world is focused on the poisoning of the nations through the vaccinations and through whatever hit us as far as diseases. But now they're thinking the nations, the rulers of the nations, everything that happens in this country is going to affect them. They may get money, they may not. The next year, they may have the, if they do something to offend empire, weather warfare 2025 is going to be leashed on their nations and they're going to have drought. So they knew something was coming. So I'm talking about Vladimir Putin. Vladimir Putin is watching, and then Putin basically, they know that Putin knows that it was Hillary Clinton that instigated this whole thing. And we find out today Michael Sussman completely exonerated of all charges. Of course, he's part of the Clinton team. If this guy had said anything, he would have gotten the flu, the Clinton flu. But this man knew he wasn't going to be charged. Why? Because this whole system is totally corrupt. Now, Article 86, the investigation on 8th of May, 2022, here about 3 weeks ago, the day after the release of the documentary 2,000 Mules, which conclusively proves with video evidence how the election was stolen away from President Trump. Well, guess what? Who is the one watching this? The Article 86 investigation concluded, we don't know, but from the sparse clues available in this transcript, it can be strongly inferred that President Putin has been presented with enough evidence to determine that President Trump is the real leader of America. Because of Article 86 and their investigations, it is inferred that President Putin has been presented with enough evidence to determine that President Trump is the real leader of America, not Joe Biden. When the Time magazine came out and with the 2,000 Mules came out, the people of this nation looking at this, it was pretty evident. And now, here on Saturday, Putin comes out. And he's been given the evidence, not only Vladimir Putin, but Macron, Boris Johnson, Justin Trudeau, the German, what's his name, Scholz, every nation in this world, China. This is the atomic bomb that the world has been waiting for. Donald Trump, conclusively, is still president of the United States. Legally, an imposter has taken his seat. Rick Rodriguez, see you tomorrow. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Hi,
My name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial location. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.